Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
And welcome to the Bar Mitzvah of Omri Reuben Stav. It's a very important milestone in the life of a child because he's no longer considered a child. But today he becomes a man, a member of the minyan, those that are eligible to read from the Torah scrolls, to join in the communal prayers and praises, etc. So let's begin as we should every service and stand up and face east, which is where the flag is over here. And we'll sing the Shema in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. If you don't know it, it's inside the front cover of your songbook.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you.
Shema Israel, Adonai.
Shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
Seated. Thank you very kindly. Today will be Omri's first opportunity to read from the Torah scroll. The Torah scroll is kept in a box up front called an ark, which I find to be extremely relevant and appropriate. Because if you remember back in the days of Noah, God brought Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives, onto the ark. And they were protected in the ark from the judgments and wrath of God as it was poured out on the world. And on the Torah scroll, you will find some words that say, it's a tree of life. And I want to read to you first from Proverbs chapter 3, referring to the wisdom found in the Torah. And the Torah are the words of God spoken both to Moses at Mount Sinai and then to the prophets down through the ages. It says in verse 13, Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. In Revelation 22, verse 14, it reads, Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. So the Torah scroll itself is nothing of value or significance. It's just a scroll. What does have value and significance are the words that are written on it, because they are the words of God. And in Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, Messiah said, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 5, we read, For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. So the main significance of today is it's Omri's first opportunity to take the Torah scroll and lay it out and read from it. He's going to read first in the original Hebrew and then in English for those of you who may not follow along. Okay. Next thing we need to do is sing a song. So open your songbooks to number 9. To glory and honor. Number 9. Glory and honor. Yep, this is your songbook.
What number?
Number 9. Glory and honor. Here's some people coming in.
I'll honor and cherish you, and do my part. I'll hold you and keep you so deep in my heart. To have you, to know you, all my life through, till that day in glory when I'll be with you. Through seasons of joy, through seasons of grief, you kept me in life, and you met every need. You bought me, you saved me, you lifted my head, gave me new life, where once I was dead. Let the earth sing. You alone are worthy. You alone are true. Forsaking all others, I give my life to you. So this is my song of worship and love, adoring and praising the heavens above. You kept me in sickness, you kept me in health. Once I was poor, now I have true wealth. Glory and honor belong to the King. Majesty highest, let the earth sing. You alone are worthy, you alone are true. Forsaking all others, I give my life to you. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu. Oh,
number 16 from Isaiah chapter 9 and chapter 53. Number 16.
Yelled you la blanu, any time blanu, but he hamis rajikmo. Who hamashiach, Yeshua tenu, melech Israel, vayikmo.
Shalom. Thank you. Omri, at a bar mitzvah, your parents have decided that you are old enough to understand the commandments of God and to undertake them. I'm going to ask the parents now to recommend you as a bar mitzvah.
Well, I'll speak on behalf of all three of us, and I recommend you.
So would you come up to the bima, please?
Wayne, would you turn the camera, please?
I will turn the camera, you bet. And if I forget any time to do that, please let me know. So let's step over to the ark. One of the first commandments that you will fulfill as a bar mitzvah is to put on the tallit. Now, the tallit is not commanded, but what is commanded is in Numbers chapter 15, it says to take and put the tzitzit on the corners of the garment, and this is the garment to which they refer. The tzitzit, or fringes, as it's translated to English sometimes, represents the commandments, statutes, and judgments of God that you are saying that you are now ready to uphold and to follow. In addition, the tzitzit are tied with four specific knots that represent four Hebrew letters, Yod Hey Vav Hey, which is the name of the Lord. So if you will turn around here, I will put this tallit on you for your very first time. And now I want you to take the Torah scroll. I want you to just take it out here out of the ark. And I want you to put it up on your shoulder. And as the congregation sings the next song, I want you to walk around the congregation in a parade. As you do that, there are people who may want to take their tzitzit and touch it, or their Bibles to touch it. Some people think they're trying to kiss the Torah scroll. That's not it. They're trying to bring the words of God to their lips. So congregation, if you'll turn to the next song, which is number 28. It's entitled Holy Unto You. Let's all stand and sing this one as Omri parades with the Torah.
God of mercy, than an urgent prayer that my heart desire is to you draw near, holy unto you, holy unto you. Hear this humble prayer and make me
see you. Go ahead and lay it down on the table and remove the crown. And then remove the cover. I'll hold the bottom here to make it a little easier. And then remove the binding, which has Velcro. So you open it up here. Go ahead. And unroll it to find the correct place. Not that we're cheating, but it says Omri, so you can find the right place. You see it? If you like, we can put a book over here to hold it open a little better.
Where do I end? Here?
Wherever you end.
I don't know.
Just start here. You've been practicing for a long time. Here it starts with judges. Right there.
Okay.
He's going to chant it first in Hebrew and then read it in English. But before you do, you're going to chant the Shema and the Ve'ahavta. And then there's the prayers, yeah. He's been working on this a long time. He's just a little nervous, just as you would be.
And Omri and I are going to chant the Shema together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha. בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת פעם בשבתך, בביתך, ובלכתך, בדרך, ובשכבך, ובקומך, וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today shall be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them as door frames of your houses and on your gates.
Now, to give him a chance to just settle down the nerves, let me take just a moment to tell you about the history of the Bar Mitzvah. The Bible records 20 as the age of majority in Deuteronomy chapter 1 because God did not hold the sin against the children of Israel if they were below the age of 20. So those below the age of 20 got to go into the promised land. But in rabbinic times, it became 12 plus one day for girls and 13 plus one day for boys. In the Midrash, as Esau at the age of 13 went off to worship idols, his father Isaac was relieved of responsibility for him. Therefore, at that age and onward, a boy's father would say, "Blessed be the one who has freed me from punishment because of him." The synagogue ceremony was first recorded in 13th century northern France. The boy was called to the Torah, and the father added the blessing. The ceremony may have been held before he left home for study in the schoolhouse. One of the sources for the synagogue ceremony also mentions that a father should make a party for his 13-year-old son. Which part do you think the boys look forward to most? I don't. Abraham's father, Terah, kept a shop to which customers would come to buy idols. When Terah was away, Abraham was left to mind the shop. One day he took a stick, broke up the idols, and put the stick into the hand of the largest one. When his father asked what had happened, Abraham replied that the big idol had smashed up all the little ones. Terah said this was impossible, and his son Abraham pointed out that his father had revealed himself to be a fool who believed that man-made objects could be worshipped. This story is not found in the Bible, but comes from Jewish literature known as the Midrash. Early versions do not say how old Abraham was at the time, but later retellings say he was 13 years old, suggesting that this age had over time become recognized as the age of adult understanding. There was no bar mitzvah in ancient times, no ceremony, and no party. Many modern customs are not as old as we imagine them to be. Children's birthday parties, for example, were invented in the 19th century. Did you realize they weren't that old? And bar mitzvah is not a modern invention, but it's not as old as people think it is. Many Jews and non-Jews imagine it has always been part of the Jewish faith. But in the ancient world, not only was a boy's 13th birthday not celebrated, but none of his other birthdays were either. In the Hebrew Bible, there are only two people mentioned. That is, in the total Bible, only two people mentioned having a birthday. One's Pharaoh, and the other is King Herod, who was an Idumean, that is, a descendant of Esau. So celebrating birthdays was simply not part of the Jewish tradition. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Omri. You feeling a little more calm? All righty. So, before he speaks, you have an obligation here, just one. When he begins the blessing for the reading of the Torah, he's going to say, Baruch Hu Adonai Hamavarach, and you're going to answer. Everybody say, Baruch Adonai Hamavarach Leolam Va'ed. Baruch Hu is blessed. Adonai is the Lord. Hamavarach is the blessed one. Leolam Va'ed is forever and ever. So go ahead and chant yours, and we'll respond.
Baruch Adonai Hamavarach
Leolam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Hamavarach Leolam Va'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu.
Asher Bachar. Asher Bachar is the line.
Asher Bachar Banu Mikora Amim Venatan Lanu et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten
HaTorah. Amen.
Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, giver of the Torah.
And now go ahead and read from the Torah scroll. It's from Deuteronomy 16, beginning at verse 18. It's the Torah portion on Judges.
Amen. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha v'chol sha'arecha asher Adonai Elohecha noten lecha lishvatecha v'shavtu et ha'am mishpat tzedek lo tate mishpat lo takir panim v'lo tikach shochad ki ha'shochad ya'aver einei chachamim Visalef, divrei tzadikim. Tzedek, tzedek, tildof, lama'an, tichye, v'yarashta et ha'aretz, asher Adonai Elohecha, noten lach. Lotita lecha, ashera, kol etz, etzel. Mizbach, Adonai Elohecha, Asher Taselach, Velotate, no. V'lo takim lecha matzeva asher sanei Adonai Elohecha.
Amen. Now from the English, if you want to follow along in the Bibles, he's going to read Deuteronomy 16:18 through 17:13. When a young man is called up to read from the Torah scroll, as you get your Bibles out, he's called an Aliyah. And this is his first Aliyah.
Okay. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the word of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found among you within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, a man or woman who has been whipped in the sight of the Lord your God in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or moon or any of the hosts in heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told to you, and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such is an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman that has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. The hands of the witness shall be the first against him to put him to death. And afterward the hands of all the people, so you shall put away the evil from among you. If a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge, between degrees of guilt or for bloodshed, between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates, you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses. And you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days, and inquire of them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place which the Lord chooses. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you, according to the sentence of the law which they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously will not heed the priests who stand to minister there before the Lord your God, or the judge, that man shall die. So you put away from the evil of Israel, from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear, and no longer act presumptuously.
And now he will chant the blessing for after finishing reading the Torah portion.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet V'chayayolam Nata V'tochenu Baruch ata Adonai
Notein HaTorah Amen. Now, what does that Torah portion mean to you? What would you like to tell the people about it?
This Torah portion is about being fair and honest. In those days, judges from each city were appointed to sit near the arguments and issues of the people to help resolve them. Just like in our court system today, these judges had to be fair in all their judgment. If they weren't, it angered God. It is really important to God to be fair in all our judgment. Just like God is fair with his judgment upon us. But if a judge was being unfair, they were looked upon as doing idolatry because they were often taking bribes and doing what they wanted and not being fair. God doesn't like that. It says in the Bible that you are to be fair and honest in all things, and God will bless you. God blesses you for obeying his words. It's important to be honest in everything you do. I chose these verses to chant today because I think it's important to be fair. For example, if I share a piece of cake with someone else, I will try to make sure that that piece of cake is equal in size to the others. I try to make it as fair as possible. And sometimes I accidentally give them less than me, I will try to cut a little bit more for them to equal it out. God makes it clear that fairness is important in this portion.
Very nice. He will now chant the blessing before reading from the Haftorah.
Okay. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher bachar banu.
Bin v'im. Toby.
Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim v'natan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Adonai. No, oh my gosh.
Take a minute and breathe. It's okay.
Asher bachar binviim tovim v'ratza b'divreihem ha'ne'emarim be'emet baruch ata Adonai
habocher
b'torah u'moshe avdo u'v'Yisrael amo u'vinviei ha'emet v'tzedek.
And now Omri's going to read from Isaiah 51, verse 12 to 25, verse 12.
I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of man who will die, and of the son of man who will be made like grass? This Torah portion is about being, made like grass.
Keep going. You can also use the red Bible there in front of you.
Oh, right here. Okay, and you forget the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor. When he has prepared to destroy, and where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hastens, that he may be loosed, and he should not die in the pit, and that his bread shall not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and drained it out. There is no one to guide her among all the sons she has brought forth, nor is there anyone who takes her by the hand among all the sons she has brought up. These two things have come to you. Who will be sorry for you? Desolation and destruction, famine and sword. By whom will I comfort you? The sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, like an antelope in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, please hear this, you afflicted and drunk, but not with wine. Thus says the Lord your God, who pleads and causes of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, the dregs of the cup of my fury. You shall no longer drink it. But I will put it into the hands of those who afflict you, who have said to you, lie down, that we may walk over you. And you have laid your body like the ground and as the street for those who walk over. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourself for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord. And my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know that in the day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings and good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices with their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and at the ends of the earth they shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing, and go from the midst of her, be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard.
Now you have a blessing for the reading of the Haftorah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu.
You're doing good.
Melech haolam, tzur kol haolamim, tzedik b'chol hadorot, ha'el ha'neman, ha'omer va'oseh, ha'mdeber u'mkayem, shekol dvarav, emet v'tzedek. Ne'eman, atah hu Adonai Eloheinu, ne'emanim dvarecha. Vedavar echad midvarecha, achor lo yeshuv rekam. Ki el melech neeman, verachaman ata, baruch ata Adonai, ha'el ha'neeman, b'chol dvarav.
And what does that Haftorah portion mean to you? What would you like to tell the congregation about it?
There's a thing.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead and finish what you want to do there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Blessed are you, Hashem our God, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy God, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Hashem our God, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are God, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Hashem, the God who is trustworthy in all his words. Okay.
You want to tell the congregation about the reading. What did you learn from it?
This Haftorah portion begins with God telling his people, Israel, that he is their comforter, and not to fear man, but him. For God is eternal, and man will just eventually waste away. God is also letting Israel know that he is bigger than the oppressing nations that come against them. So why should they be in fear of the oppressor more than him? He is the God of Israel, but unfortunately, the people continue to turn away from God and forget all he has done in the past for them. So the Lord tells Israel to wake up. Wake up, because it's time to repent and come to him through the Messiah, Yeshua. Israel has suffered much in the past from their sins, causing them to go into captivity, famine, and violence. But it's time for Israel to turn to God and call upon his name. The Messiah will be their Lord, and his hand of protection will be over them. He is telling them to have faith in him, to trust him, to sing with joy, because God will save his people. Just like in this portion, I tend to get scared of things that I shouldn't be scared of. I was trying to relate to what the scripture said in this portion, but I kept coming up blank. The feeling of fear would last for days each time I sat down to try and write. I was afraid that I wasn't going to have anything to share. As I was reading the portion over and over again, I realized that the portion is about trusting him. So I decided I needed to trust God in all things. I didn't feel the fear anymore. That is when I realized that this is exactly what I should speak about in this message. Whenever I am faced with any kind of challenge in life, I know the Spirit of God is always with me. I will trust him, not what is coming against me.
Very good. And now you have a blessing before reading from the Brit Chadasha.
Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu brit chadasha, venatan lanu Yeshua HaMashiach. Baruch atah Adonai noten brit chadasha. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the new covenant and has given us Yeshua the Messiah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the new covenant.
And now you read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 1, which is about your Haftorah portion.
You shall not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Thus says the Lord, do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
And now the closing blessing.
For the Torah
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Al HaTorah ve'al HaAvodah ve'al HaNevi'im ve'al Yom HaShabbat HaZeh Shenatata Lanu Adonai Eloheinu Likdusha ve'limnucha Lichavod Ultif Eret Al HaKol Adonai Eloheinu Anachnu Modim Lach Umvarchim Otach Yitbarech Shimcha Bafi Kol Chai Tamid Leolam Va'ed Baruch Ata Adonai Mikadesh HaShabbat.
Yep. Now I'd invite Omri's parents to come up to chant the Shehecheyanu and make their remarks.
Good job. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this season.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What would you like to say about Omri? And you only have 2 hours, so.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Omri? I recall the days of you as a toddler, walking around the house just saying, Maze, which you're saying, what's that, to everything. Well, it was truly annoying. It was amazing to see how curious you were about the world. It has been 13 years. And today, you're the one getting the answers on your own. You've grown from a fully dependent child to a person that your surroundings can depend upon. Standing here today, the day of your mitzvah, I see you as a person that can be trusted with getting things done, and a person who helps your family and friends with anything they need and we need. You are a trustworthy friend, a helpful son, and a caring sibling. I am proud of you. I love you very, very much, and well, keep up the good work.
I'll go. It's an honor. I'm so proud. He's worked really hard, and I know his faith has been increased by this. And just to bring us all together for this is amazing. I'm learning. I'm about 2 years into my walk and understanding into the Bible as I see it. And it's this tradition is pretty amazing. This is the third one I've been a part of. But being a part of yours is awesome, man. I am proud of you. I love you, man. Good job, dude. You did good.
Well, I never thought that I would be doing this with this, so I didn't really think that one through. We're just a bunch of procrastinators is what we are, and walking around the yard today, pacing, I should say, trying to figure out what I'm going to say to all y'all about this kid. I think I should really just start on where I lead myself. I find that I have raised you and you have taken all the good and the bad and I am proud that you are a part of me. And when I find myself struggling and I find myself in a place where I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going and I'm sitting in the floor like yesterday in a fetal position crying, I turn to the book of James.
Thanks.
Yeah. Chapter 1 is really my favorite, and there's quite a few verses that I really like to lead myself to and that I would like to give to you. They're in order, but not one after the other, so if you'd like to follow James chapter 1. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all without hesitation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Happy is the one who endures testing. Joyous is he, because he has stood the test. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each one is tempted when he is dragged away and enticed by his own desires. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for human anger doesn't produce the righteousness of God. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. But the one who looks intently into the perfect Torah, the Torah that gives freedom, and continues in it, not becoming a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he shall be blessed in what he does. And those are verses 2, 3, 5, 12, 13, 14, 19, 20, and 22. My point to you is, just like you read in your portion, when we don't know what we're doing, we gotta look to him. And I tried thinking of all these wonderful things about when he was a toddler and a kid, and this one picture of me and him crying in the floor in the kitchen with a bowl of peas just wouldn't leave me. And I realized that the struggles that we face, we do them together. And I am super proud of you. And I think that you have done an amazing job today. And in the time that you have spent, you've grown. I haven't seen you in 2.5 months. He's been in Israel. And may you forever have a yad to follow in your path and to follow along where you're going. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to cry.
Any other remarks from the parents?
With that then, we will do the presentation of the certificate. It says, Certificate of Bar Mitzvah, presented by Creekside Messianic Fellowship to Omri Reuben Staff, having completed the required studies, was called to the Torah, confessed his personal faith in Messiah Yeshua as the Son of the Covenant on Elul 7-57-82, corresponding to September 3rd, 2022. Here you go, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Mm-hmm. Let's have a blessing over Omri. Okay, he has got something he'd like to say.
Right here. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for coming today, my friends, my family, and my fellowship here at Creekside. Thank you, Wayne and Becky, for all that you've done for me and helping guide us and teach us. I'd like to thank my Ima and Abba and John for being such great parents and getting me throughout my life. Thank you to my friends and siblings for helping me when I needed help and being such great people. It's been a wild ride this past year, and I'm so glad to have gotten a new brother and sister. So now there's even more crazy stuff to keep me on my toes and drive me crazy. Thank you, Ms. Kelly, for your patience, for your commitment to helping me understand these scriptures better and put my thoughts into my writing. Thank you all for coming here and being with me today.
Amen. All right, let's put a blessing on the boy. Abba, come over here. Let's put a blessing on the boy. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we bless you and praise you and thank you, Father, for this young man who has grown in such maturity and wisdom and stature in these last couple of years. Lord, may he always be close to you. May he follow your commandments, statutes, and judgments as a true bar mitzvah. Lord, may his life be full of blessing. May he have a marriage canopy in his future, if the world tarries that long. And Father, we ask you to bless him in all things. In the precious name of our Messiah, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a blessing for the food. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Lord, we bless you for this food. May it strengthen and nourish our bodies. Lord, what a beautiful time for this bar mitzvah, for all the family, the friends, the fellowship to come and see this young man dedicate himself to the Lord, to following after the ways that the Lord laid down for us from Mount Sinai and beyond. And Father, we thank you for all of it. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua our Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Foods back that way.